Proclamation number 4753 of 4th of October, 1949. Mediator between God and man. A mediator between God and people must always be ready to receive from God and to give to people. Love for God must make people able to hear His word, and love for fellow human beings must drive them to convey the divine word to them. The gulf between people and God is so great because people themselves make no attempt to open a path to Him, and therefore a mediator is needed who bridges the gulf, who has therefore already found the path to God, who constantly walks it in order to receive good gifts from Him, but who also gives this gift to his fellow human beings because he feels love for them and wants to establish the connection between his fellow human beings and God so that they can also receive and utilize divine gifts. Being a mediator between God and people is both blissful and obligatory at the same time, for what God gives him is not only intended for himself but it is spiritual knowledge which is to be given to all people and is only conveyed to earth through a human being, because its origin is in the spiritual kingdom but people, in their still imperfect state, cannot receive anything directly from the spiritual kingdom and therefore require an intermediate station through which what they need to become perfect is imparted to them. For God stands by the weak, He seeks to impart strength to him which, however, requires a will turned towards Him. And thus the mediators shall instruct people so that they'll learn to recognize and love God and thus also have the will to belong to Him. Then they will also pay attention to His word and be filled with strength. They will fulfill their task of earthly life and thus be won over for the spiritual kingdom. Then they will have been brought to God through a mediator, they will have entered the path which leads to Him themselves, they will have reduced the gulf which lay between God and them. They have found their way to God through the mediator. And this is the task of those who want to serve God and are accepted by Him to work for His kingdom. These are the laborers in the vineyard of the Lord, who help their fellow human beings to knowledge, to right faith and to a way of life in the will of God and thereby to eternal bliss. Amen.